It's been nearly a year now since the first legal retail adult-use cannabis sale was made. 33 retail stores are now open around the state, and the State Cannabis Control Commission has issued 227 licenses to cannabis businesses. Before and even after those licenses are issued, the facilities are inspected by commission staff. WBUR's Steve Brown recently tagged along with inspectors as they checked up on a grow facility in the town of Milford, and he has this report.
Nearly every day, 15 inspectors from the Cannabis Control Commission fan out across Massachusetts, making sure various retail shops, grow facilities, manufacturing plants, and independent labs are following all regulations. On this particular Tuesday morning, two inspectors arrive at the Sira Naturals cultivation facility deep inside a Milford industrial park. Company officials know the inspectors are coming and that they will have a WBUR reporter and photographer in tow. Director of Investigations Patrick B.A. says it's not always like that.
Sometimes we do what we call an unannounced inspection. We try to mix those up so they don't know we're coming. That's a good way to ensure compliance, keeps everyone on their toes.
B.A. and Inspector Investigator Nick Millen are shown their way into a conference room.
Typically we'll start out, we'll ask them to bring us to some place where we can kind of get together, discuss what our strategy is, and in this case, since we're going in a cultivation area, we're going to have to suit up in protective clothing so we don't bring any contaminants into the cultivation area. So we've asked them to give us some space in the conference room where we can do that. So that's where we're going to head to now.
While in the conference room, Inspector Millen downloads data from Metric, the seed-to-sale tracking system cannabis businesses must use to keep the commission informed about their inventory. BA says Millen will spot-check random grow rooms at the facility to make sure every plant is accounted for and properly listed in the system.
We can literally go into a room where there's 1,000 plants and very quickly ascertain for sure whether or not there are actually 1,000 plants in there.
Each plant has a unique radio frequency identification, or RFID, tag. Millen will use a handheld scanner to locate each plant and electronically check it off his list. The inspectors are led through the facility by Sira's president, Michael Dundas, who is familiar with the drill.
I've been through this process enough. It's not too nerve-wracking for me. We put a lot of attention to compliance down here. But for our teams, sure, I think our leads are always a little stiff when they see inspectors come walking through, as well they should be. So let's take a look back there and see what we find.
On the walk to the cultivation area, BA and Millen take notes of what they notice. Are the doors locked and secure? Do employees have their commission-issued badges prominently displayed? Are there enough security cameras in place? And are they providing unobstructed views?
Hey, Mike, what do you keep in these cabinets here?
A locked cabinet in a hallway catches BA's attention.
This is where we keep certain flammable materials. Let me see if I can get one of our cultivation department folks to come and talk.
One thing we do typically is we'll walk into a cultivation area. If we see a cabinet like this, we'll take a look to see what's inside, just to make sure there's no prohibited chemicals on site. So it's pretty much a normal procedure for us to stick our heads in cabinets just to see what they have hanging out in there and ask some questions. Hey, what do you use this for? What do you use that for? So
you guys are nosy.
Yeah, it's what we do.
Once the inspectors are satisfied that there's nothing prohibited in the cabinet, the attention turns to a cultivation room where more than 300 cannabis plants are growing under artificial light. Dundas and his team wait out in the hallway as Millen, who has a background in commercial cultivation, focuses his attention on the plants.
All right, so we're going to start scanning our RFID tags. Typically what we will do is go down every single row. You can see there's a very dense canopy in here. So occasionally you will get some foliage that will block the RFID signal. Just to be thorough and make sure we are able to count for every single metric tag that is in here, we go down every aisle.
While his scanner counts the plants, Millen visually inspects them.
And what we'll usually look for when we do, whether it's flower or a vegetative room, is we'll look for things like powdery mildew, botrytis, evidence of pest damage, whether it's an epidemic or if it's just a small issue, we'll look for secondary damage as well as primary. Very rarely will you see tertiary damage.
In this particular grow room, Millen notes the plants are all healthy. But in the next room, he spots that fungus he mentioned, powdery mildew. If not controlled, the white mold can destroy a plant. The powdery mildew Millen sees does not appear to be a big problem, Still, he wants to speak with Syrah's head grower, Allison Fagusha.
As far as things like powdery mildew are concerned, how do you guys go about, is it a preventative thing, or do you strictly curatively, or?
So we do preventative sprays, and that helps to keep it down a lot, but we do run into a little bit, and then we just manually pull it off.
Okay.
Work on things like airflow, pruning techniques.
When you do encounter it, what products are you guys using for it?
Right now, we're pretty into GrowSafe. It's corn oil, soybean oil.
Okay.
Once they're done looking at the grow rooms and take a peek in yet another locked cabinet in a hallway, B.A. and Millen return to the conference room to doff their protective clothing and meet privately to compare their notes.
Any other concerns?
I didn't have any. No, everything seemed to check out cultivation-wise.
Okay, yeah, I too felt pretty good about what we saw. Everything from all the security procedures were very tight. Yeah, I like the fact that all the cameras are up high, so
yeah,
they're
right.
not being struck by equipment or people or obstructed by foliage.
I mean, yeah.
B.A. ticks off items from a paper checklist, and Millen generates an inspection acknowledgement form. They call Syrah's Michael Dundas back into the conference room to deliver their findings.
All right, Mike, good news. We didn't see any deficiencies of our regulations. The place looks great. I think the plants look great. The plants look very healthy.
Thank you.
Had the inspectors found deficiencies, the business would have been given 10 days to fix the problems or face possible sanctions. B.A. sums up his job as keeping the public safe, something that couldn't happen in the illicit market.
You are getting a product that's tested, we know it's safe, and you don't get that from the illicit market. So we, by all means, we want people to use the legal means of obtaining marijuana.
Syrah Naturals, like all state-licensed cannabis businesses, can expect another visit from an inspection team sometime in the next 60 to 90 days. There might be a heads-up, or it might be a surprise, and the inspectors want to keep it that way. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.